So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, attack by Chanda Vega on the city of Puranjana. And we do the still the verse 16. I think Rupa Manjari made it, but there was some confusion, so it's okay. Maybe it's going to be exactly the same words, but... So we can read again. Sa sapta bi sate eko. Vim satya cha satam samaha. Puranjana puradyaksho. Gandhave yuyude bali. So translation. The five hooded serpent, the superintendent and protector of the city of King Puranjana, fought with the Gandhava for 100 years. He fought alone with all of them, although they number 720. Pure poem by Devan Goswami Prabhupada. The 360 days and 369 combined to become the 720 soldier of Chanda Vega with the time. One has to fight these soldiers throughout one's lifespan, beginning with birth and ending with death. The fight is called the struggle for existence. Despite the struggle, over where the living entity does not die. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 20, the living entity is eternal. Na jayate miyate vakadachin, nayam budva bhavita vanabhuya, Ajonityo sasvatoyam purano nahanyate hanyamani sharire. For the soul there is neither birth nor death, nor having once been, does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, undying and primeval. He is not slain when the body is slain. Actually the living entity does not take birth nor does he die, but he has to fight with the stringent laws of material nature throughout the entire span of his lifetime. He must also face different kinds of miserable conditions. Despite all this, the living entity, due to illusion, thinks that he is well situated in sense gratification. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshuru Militam Yena Taismei Shri Gurave Namaha Pandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savajutam Parijana Sautam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitam Sa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakarpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasati Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare Namo Prabhupada Priyadesha Jagannath Chaitananda Mutai Bhakta Shukaya Krishnot Kitanena Narasingena Rakshitaya Namo Namaha. So I read the verse once more. The five hooded serpent, the superintendent and protector of the city of King Puranjana, fought with the Gandhava for 100 years. He fought alone with all of them, although they number 720. So as it was explained, I guess, in the last verse, the five hooded serpent, they represent the five different type of hair. Air that is in the body, that means the vital air, and it is explained how this air that all along the life here of the human being, they try to actually defend against different enemies, and they protect the body, and the essential life here, I think, what is this called? Prana, as we we name, but the order, the apana, vyana, udana, and samana. So the prana, it is explained in the last verse, although the body is inactive, the prana is always active, huh? And we can experiment that even when we are sleeping. There is so much going on in our mind and with our intellect. We practically never cease to dream, and so it's very active. But as it is explained here, this prana, it's constantly trying to fight again. Every day is a new battle, it's a new war, that the body keep together, fit for so many different activity, and it is explained, it's compared the soldier, I think he's also the Gandharva actually, yeah. And each day there is roughly 360 days and 369 in 1 year, and more or less, if everything go well, a human being is supposed to have a life time of 100 years. So every day it's a very hard struggle. We are mostly unconscious of it, but the body, it's a very well done machine, a gift from the Creator, which is very well functioning. And even the most simple activity, it's, if we think a little about it, it's an extraordinary arrangement from the material energy, and just to breathe, and this heart with every short time is breathing, it's going on, this machine, it's constantly for, in our perspective, quite a very long time, 100 years for our perception, it's quite a very extended duration of life if we compare to the different kind of machine the modern society is creating. Even the big car, when they have 10 years or 15, it's already a miracle, and mostly they don't work. But the body, every second it's going on, the whole machine is functioning very well, and that for a very long time. So it's very well done, this material body, and it's, as we explained, it's explained here, every day it's a struggle to actually keep alive the body, and as Prabhupada explained in a purport, this fight is called the struggle for existence, and it's a very hard struggle in one sense, from morning to night. We have to act in so many ways to just maintain the body fit. We have to nourish him with food and drink. We have to defend against so many adversity from the material natural element, from the other entities, and in this way we have so much fight going on. It's a very intense struggle to just maintain the body in life. And despite this struggle, Prabhupada explained how the living entity, due to illusion, is seeing that he is well situated in sense gratification. We have this story, I don't remember exactly, but it's someone who fell in a hole, and he's just nearly going to fall even more deep, and he's on a limit to die, But there is a story that there is some honey going, leaking, and he just actually absorbed himself in trying to have some nice honey in his mouth, falling, although he's on the verge to die in a very intense and dangerous situation. So it's a little similar, actually, the condition of the living entities, either animals or human beings for most part, although the situation is very dangerous. At any time we can die, at any time the body can fail for so many reasons. So it's a very dangerous situation. But as it is explained in the purport, due to this very strong illusion of Lord Krishna, we think that all is not so bad after all. Everything is going well. I can have quite some pleasurable experience during this life, and I will try to have even more and to secure my situation in order to enjoy more me and my relative. And in this way we make so many plans, which in one sense it's normal. I mean, if you have a future in front of you, it's nice for an intelligent person to try to organize that it will go in the best way possible. But in another view, perspective, it's quite a very miserable experience, this type of consciousness, to try to enjoy when actually the battle is already lose right from the beginning, because after all the as it is explained, the Chanda Vega, which is the time, it's already win the battle, because right from when we start, we take birth in this body, right from the beginning, each day passing, it's just closer and closer to death, as we know. There is no history. There is no history of someone who have in this world, on this in this material world, live for eternally. We never saw that. What to speak of human beings, but any type of entity, and even the most so-called inert object, like in the mountain or the river, we know by knowledge that everything it's gradually passing through three times of more or less of a stage, which is it start to take birth and it's maintained for some time, but ultimately it's degraded and it die and it doesn't exist anymore. Everything is temporary, and if we think about it, it's very actually amazing, this illusory potency, illusion of this Maya of Lord Krishna is so so strong, if we think, because although we have this reality every second in front of our eyes, we can testify, we can see how everything is temporary, everything is going to disappear at one point, and even ourselves, we have this experience. Although we know this with a little intelligence, still we have this whole consciousness that we try to enjoy sense gratification, and we think it's not so bad actually, this material world. We read every day the scripture. They say so many dramatic thing about this material world, and see it's so, as most materialistic person would say, it's so pessimistic, and although we read that, still it's not so bad. But it's only due to the strong potency of illusion of Maya that we think in this way. And in another point of view, it's normal, because after all, as it is explained here, we are eternal. So it's natural in one sense, we could say, on another level, for a living entity to think that everything is going well, it's eternal. And even when we are in this condition, situation, we still think like this because we are not this material energy. And on an other level of understanding, we know that although everything is temporary in this material energy, that we are eternal. We are a spiritual soul, and there is so many instructions in the scripture, specifically from the Bhagavad Gita, and Prabhupada mentioned this verse, Na jayate mriyate vakadachina, for the soul there is never birth nor death. Practically the whole beginning of the preaching of Lord Krishna to Arjuna is based upon this fact that of the eternity of the soul and how the material body is temporary, and the only thing we have to endeavor actually is to be aware of this reality, that we are not this body, we are the spiritual soul, we are not temporary, we are eternal. And there is like this many verse, like we have also this one, I guess, of the most important, Deino Sminyatade, like at the time of death, the soul is not dying, just like in this body, we pass from birth to childhood to so on, we grow and we become old. So similarly, the time of death, it's just another passage from one body to another, more drastic. We change completely of the situation, and so much drastic that actually we don't even remember anymore what we were in our past life, because it's such a complete change, not only the gross body, but we have to adapt to a complete new situation. So the mind is really absorbed in a complete different way of understanding who he is. And in this way, this is a very important fact. And Prabhupada, as we know many times, he put this point so strongly about the difference of the soul and the body, about how we are not the body. And this is the real beginning of spiritual life, in fact. And we may say, someone may say, so okay, we are not the body, but why to stress so much? Even when Prabhupada was for a very long time with his disciple, he gave them so many instructions of so many varieties of spiritual true, very elevated actually knowledge. Still, at the end, he was coming back many times about this very essential and most original point of spiritual understanding, that we are not the body, we are spiritual soul. And why to stress so much? Just because we have to understand that although we understand, we read every day this fact that we are not the body, we have to understand that the potency of illusion of Lord Krishna, it's extremely, extremely strong. And although as a devotee, as a spiritualist, we hear this, we think about this, we meditate, although this we actually have this tendency to always forget that we are not this body. If we really acknowledge our action and our thinking during the day, what we are doing, we can actually see that many times it's very bodily consciousness that we are meditating. It's very related to the body, And many times, actually, we have this tendency to forget about our real entity. And because of that, we have this tendency to do things which are maybe beneficial for our temporary growth and subtle body, but we have also, because of the opposite, we have the tendency to not act in the best way for our spiritual progress. And for this reason, constantly we have to remember this fact. There is many situation we can read in Srimad Bhagavatam, particularly about very great devotee, very advanced, who have a very high level of knowledge. But so many times they happen, they get in trouble because of this bodily concept of life, of this identification with the body as the real identity. Like we have this Jai Bharat. What was it, the little animal who fell and he take care and this story. And as we know, I guess he was on the level of Bhava, which is a very extraordinary level of devotion. Very strong sentiment for Krishna, so that means the person has a very right understanding of who he is as a servant of the Lord, as a spiritual soul. But still, it can happen that we forget completely about the whole, and as we know, this person because just forget completely about his devotional duties and become absorbed in a very basic mundane relationship with an animal. So this is very strong, this illusion of this Maya of Krishna. We have always to remember, and in order to remember, we have to take, as we know, a very humble position, because it's mostly by pride that we become identified with our body. But if we remain humble and always try to remember that we are a servant of Krishna, and it's actually the best way to not forget about our real identity and not to become absorbed in material activity related to the body. Or at least, because as we know, we cannot just forget or completely not have anything, any dealing with this body. We have still to take care, we have to eat, to sleep, to so many things we have to do. But the main thing is not to be identified, to have this misconception of who we are. That's the constant battle for a devotee. It's to be properly situated in his position as a servant of Krishna. And it's a question of right understanding of, as we say, who we are. And if we act like this, we will be safe, and we will not be overwhelmed and by this material energy, especially as it is explained here. We will not put so much endeavor just to fight against the material energy in order to enjoy our sense. As we know, there's different type of living of human being on this earth, and some they are just plainly absorbed in sense gratification. They don't have any clue, any understanding of the spiritual fact of life, of who they are as a soul. They just 24 hours a day completely absorbed in this material consciousness. And you have other person who realize how it is miserable. Actually, it doesn't give so much happiness, so they try to, actually it's a source of trouble, so they try to become detached, to reject material energy. And many person also in this way they practice renunciation. But as Prabhupada explained, it is not actually just by rejecting material energy that we can come to the higher level of spiritual life, because if we have no things in exchange, it will be very difficult for the soul to be satisfied on a long term, because as we know, there's nothing wrong in actually wanting to be happier, to have to enjoy, because this is a natural position of the soul. So if we just reject material enjoyment, but we don't really have a spiritual counterparty, we will not be satisfied. So that's the unique position of the devotee, the Vaishnava. It's very natural in one for him to not be in illusion, to not be under the grips of Maya, because for other person they try very intensely to fight against Maya by rejecting all different type of sense enjoyment and not to be involved anymore in this material world. But it's very difficult, it's very, in one sense we could say, artificial on a long term to maintain this position. So the devotee actually, he doesn't really have to do any special austerity or sacrifice or so many things to not be affected by the material energy. His only endeavor, his only energy is to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service. And in this way, naturally, automatically, the illusion will pull away. So that's our only meditation we should have. We should endeavor for being more and more absorbed in devotional service. That's the means how Vaishnava actually is not affected by the material energy, by Maya. Otherwise, it's loose. Even before we try to start to fight against Maya, she is so strong. After all, she's the personal energy of Krishna. There's no way we can fight against Maya. All the different so-called spiritualists who think that they are liberated, Prabhupada explained, it's just another illusion, actually. And because the only way we can fight against this strong illusion is to have the blessing of the let's say the master of illusion, Krishna. It's only by his mercy that we can actually be relieved. So for a devotee, life is very simple, although we are daily confronted with material energy. We understand who we are, a spiritual soul, and especially as a spiritual soul, our duty, eternal action, activity is to serve Krishna. And if we do that, automatically the power of the material energy, we will not be affected. So it's a very safe situation that a devotee is situated. Maybe you want to add something about the verse, because I think it's time to stop. If you want to, although we do already the verse the last time, maybe you speak a lot about the verse. If you want to say something more, yeah. Yeah.
So I was thinking that when you do Russian service and you get like more Russian service and more position,
yeah,
then there's a tendency to become proud again.
Yeah.
So what would be your advice as a
devotee? Yeah, that's the whole difficulty, how not to become proud when we actually make in true devotional advancement. One time Prabhupada was speaking with some man, I don't know, a friend of him, and he said to him, I discovered a secret, because he was involved in medicine research, and he has I discovered a great invention, a great thing. And the man asked what, and he said, but it's not a, about medicine, it's about spiritual life, how to actually get success in spiritual life. And the man asked, oh, what is it? And Prabhupada explained how actually the secret was not from a bottle of medicine, but it was this famous verse of Shiksha Stakam of Tunadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Saishnuna, and that we have to become very humble, always remain very humble, more tolerant than a tree and than a grass, and that we always have to be very, very humble. That the essential secret, if there is a secret in devotional life, to always maintain this proper level of consciousness. And we have to understand why it's so important, because it's a fact that as although we may have make some progress by practicing devotional service, we become less grossly engaged in sense gratification, less attracted to different sense enjoyment, specifically illicit enjoyment. Every devotee experiments this transformation of himself, and it's very actually a great achievement, because by in the past so many times we try and it never happened, and just by practicing Krishna consciousness, chanting our rounds and following the rules and hearing about Krishna, actually we become advanced in somewhat in spiritual life. But in counterparty, it's a fact, as you say, it's very easy because of this advancement that we become a little proud of ourselves, thinking, oh, I make some achievement, and we become actually proud of what we make as an advancement. But again, it's again, we have to understand the play of Maya, of the illusion, to develop, to make us develop this kind of consciousness, because after all this so-called advancement, it's not really us who have done it, who have achieved. It's just the mercy of Krishna, and we can always remember this fact if we keep a very submissive and humble position. And we always have to meditate. And Prabhupada explained how this verse, Lord Chaitanya just actually wrote just 8 verses. Is so important. Lord Chaitanya is the most magnanimous avatar. And he just wrote this 8 verses, and Prabhupada explained how the most important of these verses is this Trinadapi Sunichena. So he said we should always have this verse around our neck, like we have the neck beads. We should never forget, in another way, about meditating, how we should remain humble in devotional service, and we should actually always be the servant of other, not only the spiritual master and Krishna, but of all the living entity. And we should have, it's a most important criterion, and I will say that's the way we can actually advance securely and not fail on. Otherwise, as we have seen, it may happen this fail at any stage of advancement in spiritual life. Yes, this is definitely a great danger. It's not just a phantasmagory that we can fall. Even if we are very advanced, we can fall. So there's definitely action to be taken in order to protect ourselves, and we should remain very humble, because Maya is so strong. It's a fact.
we should always remember. Prabhupada once said to the Western devotee, as he said, the problem with you, a Western devotee, you are not afraid. So you can say, well, yeah, I'm strong, I'm not afraid. But actually it's detrimental for spiritual life that we don't take seriously enough the Maya is so strong, at any second we can fall if we don't have the proper consciousness. It's so easy, very easy. Sometimes we wonder, how can this devotee was so, how we can fail? No, actually, not everyone is failing. It's a miracle. It's just the mercy of Krishna that we can remain in this material world, active in devotional service. So we should really appreciate it and remain humble. Yeah. So maybe we should stop. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Yeah.